If the Rebbe says, Hare Lovisi mi Shiruvin, the Rebbe says, Lovisi Erev Zuz Mishimen, Vishibadati Es Nechosai, Nechosai, Lei Shimen, Sheyu Kol Nechosai, Achroin Varvoin, Ligvea Minon, Vafilum Yaralikuches. So then the Shtar imposes Yeshiva. So in other words, the Shtar can, just the Shtar is capable of transferring title in Karke. Karke is nicknamed the Kesef, Bishtar, Vachazoke. So Shtar is capable of affecting the transfer of title in Karke. So Shtar is also capable of levying Yeshivudan in the Chosin. But in order to be effective as Shtar Kinyan, as Shtar Shibud, so then it has to be spelled out. And the fact that the Sefer made a mistake is of no significance. Now, suppose somebody will execute a shtar, Ruvein will execute a shtar, will tell the Sefer to write a shtar which will express the fact that he, Ruvein, is makne b'matone in a certain sode to Shimon. And then the Ruvein and the Sefer, being absent-minded, will forget to put it in the shtar. They'll mention other things. But it will not mention that he's makne, that Ruvein is makne b'matone, the sode to Shimon. That will not mention. And then the Sefer will testify in Besdin, well, it's my fault, I'm an action-minded person, but Ruvein told me to spell it out that he's makne matone. Could Shimon recover that sode b'matone from Ruvein because it was a toy Sefer? What difference does it make? How can he acquire title in the sode through Ishtar, when the Shtar doesn't even mention it? True, it's due to an omission by the Sefer. All right, so let him complain against the Sefer. Let him fire the Sefer. But the fact is that the Shtar wasn't executed. How can it be Ishtar Kinyan to affect the transfer of title in the Sode? So Memele, if we are going to say that the Shibud is imposed upon the Chosin on the basis of the Shtar has to be Shtar Kinyan, so then we couldn't say Achai is a Sefer. But a Shtar cannot be Shtar Kinyan if the Kinyan is not mentioned, even though the Sefer intended to mention it. But if the Halacha is that not the Shtar levies the Shibud, the milve, the alvoyer, levies the shibud. But alvoyer, milve, alpe, does not impose a shibud. If it's a milve bishtar, if the milve is backed up, is evidenced by shtar, then that kind of milve imposes a shibud. So then we can say, achai sefer. This is the pshat rashi. This is the pshat rashi. Lav de Reisel in den Chsuvim, Shaavim bin Mishtabim bin den Orevim, Maotem und Bishtar Shovim, El Mil Bishtar, Shu Shib di Kosov, Nechos Achayin Loch, Mishtabde, Mil Valpe, Loi Mishtabde, Verabasa, Maavonam, Lichtun, Lishmaitzom, Rosom, Hopli, Bechod, Zim, Nana, Meroi, Gufay, Shmuel, Rabbi, Yechanan. Eile Givim, Ayoshen, Shibir, Lav de Reisel, Kol Shkna, Lakuches, Avu Mil Bishtar, Hu Atzmi Shibde, the kosav lei kol nechosai di isli nachroin nishtore dinan. The lav mil vaksu viteiro, el hutlo lof chiva meis hamelech, elo, lo hutlo lof chiva meis hamelech, elo miiski meis haatzmi. Now, what's the pshat? Mil vaksu viteiro, and Milva Shinik Sovetil. Rashi says, Lehutol of Chilam Misamalach, Chas Visholem, that one should understand Rashi is saying that the Rebbeinu Shalom does not require a person to pay up a debt, a loan that he borrowed, Chas Visholem. If somebody borrows money and he doesn't pay, so he's evil is Hashik Yisriyahu. And from the Gemara it's mashma that he's evil is six also. Heine Gezel, Heine Ishik. V'lo mechol ki akosuf lavo elu v'shnei lavo. So how can Rashi say, na mil v'aksud, loy mil v'aksud v'teiro. That means alvoy alone. Lo yutlo of chilo misamelech. Elo miski maizatzmei. What? The Rebbeinu Shalom did not impose an obligation upon a person to pay up a chayiv. He's a gazlan if he doesn't pay up the chayiv. But, of course, everything is obligatory from the Torah. But everything, whether it's a chayiv of pina ben or a chayiv of alvoye, so it's obligatory. And if somebody doesn't pay, so he violates the Torah. But there are two kinds of obligations. There are obligations that are self-assumed, where the person assumes the obligation. Where he assumes the obligation. Because when you borrow money, what does it mean? If you go over to a friend of yours and say, please lend me money, what does it mean? Give me $100 now, and I promise that I'll pay it back. That's what it means. You don't have to say, I promise. Because when you say, please lend me money, you mean, give me money now, I promise I'll pay it back. Otherwise, you should say, give me a gift of $100. If you say, lend me $100, you mean, give me $100, I promise I'll pay it back. I'll pay it back. So in other words, he's mischayev himself to pay it back. So it's self-assumed. It's self-assumed. Mashem came, if I break somebody's watch, I'm a mazik, I have to pay. So did I assume the obligation to pay? No, I didn't assume. I might be very angry. I don't want to pay, but the Torah says you have to pay whether you like it or not. So mil v'aksu v'teiro is like mazik pidinat ben, you know, gazlan, ganev, you know, or let's say a yildes has to bring a korban. The Torah imposed an obligation upon the yildes to bring a korban. The Torah imposed an obligation upon the mazik to pay for the damages, whether he likes it or not, but Mil v'shenik sov b'Torah means the Torah didn't impose an obligation upon any person to pay $100, but Ruvein borrowed from Shimon $100. So by borrowing, he in effect promised to pay. So he imposed an obligation upon himself. And then the Torah says, you have to keep your promise. You have to keep the obligation that you yourself assumed. But in final analysis, who imposed the obligation? He himself. That's called a milva shenik suva b'teil. I really wanted to finish at a quarter to, but you'll forgive me. I just want to run over the Gemara, and I mean, it'll take me, I mean, it's easy Gemara. So, the Kenya is asking, we get to the Mrs. Abal. Bishlim, we get to see, because always see their Chrysus, and the Mrs. Abal, me no long, that she is Muteres Laome, so the Gemara gives the Teretz, Svoru, who also, who shall also, now Mrs. Asvora, she is Muteres to get married. Because after all, why was she not allowed to get married? Because she was an Eish Hashish. She had a husband, but her husband died. So she has no husband. A dead husband is not a husband. So we don't need an exer sakos. So the Gemara says, no, you cannot say it's Isrore. Let's say Isha Sochi. So even after the death of his brother, he's not allowed to marry his sister-in-law. Unless he's Meizvil Ibonim, so there's a mitzvah of Yivim, Chlitzi. Otherwise, it's an elbow. But she's not Isha Sochi anymore. The brother died. The answer is that it becomes also Leilom. So maybe Ishishish also. The moment she becomes an Ishishish, she becomes Oser, even after the Mise of the husband. V'arai zosal uvrishol, elim demarachmoni yivomo shim lebonim asuro, hodish lebonim uteres. So it's a raya that a young almoni is allowed to get married. Maybe an almoni is also to get married. Leilom Voed, because of an Isares. So there is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesis. Rashi says the essay is Vishilcho Mebeisei V'yotzo V'hoiso L'yishachar. That's mentioned in connection with Gersh. So that's the essay. Maybe that posik implies an Isares. Only when she's Yotzo Mebeisei al the Gersh, al the get, then she can be Lishacher. But if she's Yotzo Mebeisei because of the Mise of the Baal, so then she cannot be Lishacher. That's the Yisrasi, a new Yisrasi. The Ri says, the essay is Vidovak Bishtei Viloi Beishis Haver, even though that's mentioned in connection with Neneach, but the same essay applies to Yisrael also. All right. Now, Vidilmon, the king got to be loved, the clown, the essay, highest my ability, idhanye miss about his terrible gamre, idhanye miss about to claim milsekamai, say, so let there be an isarishish, and it's a chorus and miss everything. A woman will affect him and miss a. The Kimta Ese Mirid have Absua Mikdoshnu, we have such a case. The Mikori Izbu Mile, Vasira Bigizva Vede, Parkinu Mile Lesbu, there is no Isalav, but Bigizva Vede Asire Elo Midomako Penyomuzmu Homo Vishachari Kocheno, so it's a riot, and Nishacher is allowed to take it. Masko Rafshishi Predravide, Eme Manacha Yom, Omaravashi Beishuvid Vidomo. Chode di yobn likhachaya veit ksivus neu ishachem because of the sivet chrisus oi kiyomus o ishachem vizkas misal gereshen ma gereshen shaye vigimeres ligamre af misi shaye vigimeres not just mafkia di isa kores di isa mise the love but it shaye ligam vai vome nikne di bie bi bie minolon. How do we know that Yivom is Nikned Ibiyem? Omakro, Yivom Oyoviole Ol Kochol Elisho. Veim Elikul Milzaki Isho. That he could become her with Kesef and Shtar also, not only with Biyem. Lo Yisrael Kedai Tetan Yocholi Kesef and Shtar Gemrim Bo Kedai Hashab Biyem Gimeres Bo. Tamulim Avi Yivmo Biyo Gimeres Bo. Vim Kesef and Shtar Gemrim Bo. How do you know that implies that only be is kene im kilim kro v'yibe my v'yibmo shmas neitarte that even shalom mitaito he can be kene her and also that only be is kene kesev shtanat now bechlitze. So yivome becomes mutar lishuk mutaris lishuk bechlitze. Minolon dechsiv nikosh me beyisroel beyischalus anal kivin shechoras bonal hutol chol yisroel ha yisroel lo ochel doose. I'm a boy like it on a rough small bab, you be Israel, be business of Israel, or business of Gerim, that Gerim cannot serve in the business of Chlitze. So the more answer is three be Israel, Xile. Vakat me boy like it on your mother of you, the Pamachas, who you need to have talked in Bosley, Bomalach, Zomalonu, Anu Kulchem, Vimru, Halutanau, Halutanau. They have to say it, they have to verbalize it. Ha'um v'nikro shmei navka. Uv'misas ha'yovim. So if the yovim was not miyavim, the yivome, and he did not give a chlitze, but then he died, he was living when the ochiv amez died, and then later the yovim died. So she's also mataraz l'shuk. Minolon. So it's no pirch. The Baal gives her a get. Now the Gemara says, "Shaila utei shishi sheitzes bechlitze mikal v'chaimer." That if the Baal is chilit, his wife, so she should be muteres le'alme mikal v'chaimer. Uma yivom shini yitzi v'get yitzi bechlitze zushi yitzi v'get nidishi yitzi bechlitze. Umakro sefer Chrisus sefer Chirso v'indivarach Chirso in shish is only muteres le'alme al diget. Now the Gemara, it's another question. Utei vom yitz to get mikal v'chaimer. Umay shishi shini yitz bechlitze. Yitz beget zushi yitz bechlitze nedin shi yitz beget. Omakro kocho. V'kocho yikum. That's the way it has to be done. Chlitze. So that means only through chlitze. There is no other way of allowing her to be muteres l'shuk. So Melo can dash in Kawahima. We call a hediki, Kuvel dash in Kawahima. Voyim Akipurim de Siv Gay over Hooker. Vitanya verso Hatos. He has to cast lots. Which soya should be Lashem and which soya should be Lazozel? Hagiral is a Hatos. Vein Hashem is a Hatos. In other words, suppose it will be Kerry Hashem. He'll say, this soya is Lashem. This soya is Lazazel, without the casting of lots. So then the Shem is not Chal, it's not Keveya. She yochel. Validin uma bimokim sholi kiddush hageil. Let's say in case of cunning, so let's say yildes, so has to bring a can. So, I mean, in other words, whenever somebody has to bring a can, scan, let's say, commilviarit. So if he's a dal, so then, so he brings a, so if he brings a can, so a mele, anyone who has to bring a can, so a chatos and an elo, so then, what is kiveya which will be a chatos and which will be an elo? What is kiveya? The kriyashem. So ma bimokim, but geiro cannot be kiveya and can. Which will be an elo and which will be a chatos? So ma bimokim sholi kiddush hageiro. Another Rashi sheyochel. Now it's the Rashi. Hageiro is a chatos so yoshigil Hashem elolov. Is a chatos when Hashem in call of Shem chatos in Nikolikar. We are following all of me, Pagil, Haber Yezel Azozel. Eero, ki gein gabi kanin, dich sieht beim Mechot lechatos, vechot leilo, vi nid lale im Gerol, en nikvo im bikach, vi jochel isha neizom, di kam es la jume, en a kanin misparges, aloi bil kichas ablail im moi basi askeen, is kirish Hashem. Gerol is not kivea, botone de kri Hashem is kivea. Imoma bishas le kichas zu lechatos, zu leilo, who quo, vim shino posel, kan shikidisha geol, dich siv nosan are in din, tamulei mar shino lov leake. Oh, vi, vichol hei kumi dasha kol achino leake purim, dich siv, geol vichuko vetayim vesu echato, ta geol is echatos, vina Hashem is echatos yoche, vala idin hu ma mokim shlo kidisha geol, kidisha Hashem, mokim shikidisha geol, din shikidisha Hashem. Tomen wir so hatos, akir is hatos, vin Hashem is hatos, vi taime di mi et kro, hol avoche, da shen kawachim rafo gav tichsi bichuko, o makro, lo velo yivomo. So in other words, so this is Yerusha Kosuf, that the yivome is not entirely shuk with the get. Va katum bo yachad lo lishmo, וידוכלו ולא לחוותו, או, לא, לא, ואם לא לשמו, תראי לו כסיב, וקטן בו אל אחד לא לשמו, וידוכלו ולא לחוותו, that you cannot fight one get to the two wives, אין שתי נושם מסגרשת בגדחות, אם כוסף פלני מגרש פלניס ופלניס נושב, Elomako, now, so now she becomes Mutaz Lashuk. Now, lay me the Achinaloi. Why now, Loch, who do say, I'm a boy of Hilitanya, now, lay, Elo, now, Shaklodom, no lay, Tom Lema, now, Ribo, Imkima, Tom Lema, now, lay, or ole, Pratri Godil, Shin Yochel, Halarbe, that if the now is too big, Sin Yochel Halabay, so it cannot be used for Chlitze. El Prat Likotten, Shin Chifes, Chif Raglai, if it's too small. Prat Limsulim, Limsulim Shin Leikep. If it was torn off, the heel was torn off. Imki Nichtikko, now, my Hanal, Shmaz Minitart. Shmaz Minitart, all right. Now, when I said, I had the slip of the tongue, when I said, Ligabe Kanim, I said, Yildes, so she has to bring the Kan one of Le'ilo and one Lechatos, and then I said, Komil V'Yeret. Komil V'Yeret has nothing to do with coming. Komil V'Yeret is not one Le'ilo and one Lechatos. So that was a slip of the tongue. So forget it. Okay. Every Ivri Nikne Bikesef Bishta Ubishta, he can be Nikne acquired as an Eved Ivri through Kesef. In other words, if the Odin gives the Eved Ivri Kesef, so then he's acquired, let's say, Mechratzi. And if let's say, the Odin gives Bezden Kesef, so then he acquires the Eved Ivri. And then that money Bezden uses to pay the Nignef, the money. Ubishta, and it can be acquired through Ishta. If the Eved executes Ishta to the Od, Vikene Atzmei, and he can go free, Bishonim, after 6 years, Beyeveil, Uvigroin Kesef. What does Groin Kesef mean? Let's say, the Odin acquired the Eved for 6 years, and the Odin gave the Eved, Bezden, the 600 Zuz. So it's 100 Zuz per year. And he worked 1 year. So then David can say to the Odin, listen, you gave me 600 Zuz in order to get my work for 6 years. For 6 years. Now I did give you 1 year service. 1 year service. So I am chuyef to work for you 5 more years. So 5 more years, that's 500 Zuz. So here you have 500 Zuz and let me go free. So he goes free. We have to Geroin Kesef, we have to deduct the number of years that he worked. 1 year, that's 100 Zuz. It's 100 Zuz per year. So we deduct from the 600 Zuz, 100 Zuz. We are in Kesef. You say all of Omo of Rio, and Omo of Rio can release herself, is goes free, Bisimoni, when she produces Shtisayas. Hanirza, in other words, if the Eved Ivri refused to go out at the end of 6 years, he says, after Sishti, after Sadini Sishti, is Bonai Leitzel Chofshi, so then he is Bavori Leilom. What it mean Leilom? Until the Shnasa Yevil. Hanikne, Nikne Biritzie. So he becomes acquired as an Eved for a longer period after the 6 years as a result of the Ritzie. Vikine Satz may be a veil uvi misasot. Now let Rashi. Nikne bikesef ubishta bigimore yaliflom bishonim lisef shei shonim yeitze chofshi uvi a veil impoga bi a veil bisech shei ובי רואים כסף פידי וסעצמים גר על ידינים פידי עיני דמי שיבוד השונים. If it was 600 Zuz for 6 years, so 100 Zuz per year, and he worked 1 year, he wants to release himself, So he has to deduct 100 zuz from the 600 zuz. So what remains? 500 zuz. So the Eved has to refund to the Oden 500 zuz and he goes free. Vakel v'chesh b'miknosei, kidech sivu yekes v'mkorim mispar shonim, konei b'shei shmonim v'osit lotzi b'seif sheish, nimtze keine avidas kol shonim b'mono. Yisei olav shikinatz, v'chavei v'chavei v'simoni na'us, kidal finu l'il, v'yotza chinomu, v'misas odn, v'nei v'des yeshov, avol evedanim kapitolosei, u'mei sodim b'seif sheish, mashlimon l'yeshov, V'kulei aliv b'gmorem. All right. Now the Gemara. Evedivei nikne b'kesef. Minolot. How do we know that Evedivei is nikne b'kesef? O makro. M'kesef b'knosei. M'kesef b'knosei. That's in yesterday's Sedra. Evedivri hanim kaleako. So the Torah says, Mekeset Miknose. So it's mashma that he becomes acquired through Kesef. Milamishinikne bikesef. Ashkechon Evedivri hanim kalevit kechorbin. That is mentioned in connection with Evedivri hanim kaleako. Hoyo vichokioni bikesef. Nimkal Yisroel minolon. Now here we have a machlekes between Rashi and Rav Netam as to the pshat hoyil v'chol kinyone b'kesef. According to Rashi, hoyil v'chol kinyone b'kesef means because a nakum is only kineh through kesef, not through mishich. Not through Mishich. Why? So Rashi says, now let's see the Rashi. Because of Mdose Beredianim Kodit Chovim, Hakos of Midabea, Vechisasi Kiad Gevi Seisha, Hoyo Vichol Kiyoni Shalivik Chovim, because of Shalinem Robbe Mishich Ebi Mitalotlin, Elo Bi Yisroel, Ksiv Miyad Amisechom, Achi Yimshich Miyad Liyad, Lifichoch Eved Nikne Loi Bikesev. Eved Nikne Loi Bikesev. So Rashi's Pshat can accord only with the Shite of Rish Lakish, because there is a machlokes between Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. V'chisikne Miyad Amisecho. So according to Rish Lakish, V'chisiknim yad ha-misecho means Dovar ha-niknim yad liyad, that means Mishich. And Kesef is not Kenem Midrais. Kesef. So Mimele, V'chisiknim yad ha-misecho Dovar ha-niknim yad liyad, that is Mishich. So Yisroel is Kene. Kene through Mishich. Through Mishich. Since the Torah says Me'ad HaMisecho, so that means Me'ad HaMisecho is that way. But Me'ad Nochri is different. Now, assuming that Me'ad HaMisecho means Mishiche, not Kesef, so HaMisecho implies the Nakum is not Keneth through Mishiche, but is Keneth through Kesef. Mashein Kein, Rabbi Yochanan, who says Dvar Teiro Mois Kenis. So Mele V'chisiknim Yad HaMisecho means to Kesef, and the Torah says HaMisecho, thus implying Akum is a different thing. So then by Akum the Kinyan is Dafke Mishich. That's why the Gemara in Pchira says Daf Yud Gimel. And the same Gemara is in Mitzia also, but in Pcheras the Gemara spells it out more explicitly in Pcheras. So in other words, so it's telling the machlekes between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish have a machlekes in Mitzia, in Perek Azov, in Pcheras, as to whether Dvar HaTorah Mois Kenis. as to whether Dvar Torah is Moyes, is Kenes. That's what Rabbi Yochanan says. That Midraise, Ivlikeyach, gave money to the Mecheir, so he acquires title. But Chachomin was Misakein, that until he was Mecheir, he can be Chazer. He has to be Mikabel and Mishipora, but he can be Chazer if he submits to Mishipora. Why? Because if he would acquire title, and since the Likeiach did not get possession over the merchandise, so in whose rishus is the merchandise? Still in the rishus, in the aliyah, in the aliyah of the mecheir. Suppose a fire breaks out, the mecheir will not bother to save the merchandise from the fire. He'll tell the Likeiach there is a fire in the aliyah. It's none of my business. You bother with it. So in order to induce the mecheir that in case of a fire, so he should exert every effort to be matzil, the merchant of the fire, so chachom no misakein, that the Likeiach doesn't acquire title over the merchandise until he takes possession, until he's Meshach. But Midraise, he acquires title the moment he pays for it. That's Rabbi Yochanan. And Rish Lakish says, no. On the contrary, Midraise, until you are Meshach, even if you paid, you don't acquire title. And you acquire title only through Meshach. So according to Rish Lakish, that one acquires title only for Mishiche, some mele, kisiknem yara misecho means for Mishiche. And since the Torah says a misecho, akum is different, so akum is for kesef. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, that vateo mois kenis, so a misecho is be mois, some mele by akum is dafke for Mishiche. Is dafke from Mishach. So this pshat of Rashi, hoyo v'chol kinyonin shel v'chovin b'kesef, shel nemer b'mishicha b'mitalto in elo b'Yisrael, k'siv miyad misach ha ch'yim shech miyad liyad. So that's a libid of Rish Lakish. Now, the general rule is that whenever there is a machleke between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish, we pass him like Rabbi Yochanan, so it's not a libid of Hilchasi. All right? So Rishenim say, we find in the Gemara that the Gemara raises a certain kashe, a libid one mandomar, even though we don't pass like that mandomar. Lefiko chavet nikim v'kesef. But Rav Netam doesn't like that pshat, because after all, we don't pass like Rish Lakish, we pass like Rabbi Yochanan. So, and according to Rabbi Yochanan, on the contrary, so Yisrael is kene through kesef, so Anakum is kene not through kesef. So how can the Gemara say, hoy v'chol kiyone b'kesef? On the contrary, it's not b'kesef, it's through Mashiach. So Rambam says, hoy v'chol kiyone shel akum b'kesef, he means by a v'divrei b'kesef. In other words, an akum cannot be kene and a redivri through shtar, unlike a Yisrael who can be kene and a redivri through shtar also. So an akum can only acquire title, can only acquire an redivri through kesef. So the Gemara is asking the kashem. Ashkren ve divri anim kali vike chovin hoyo vichol kinyonei bikesev nim kali Yisrael minolon, that is nikne bikesev omakro vihovdo, that by omovrio na vihovdo. So that's hifil. So that implies an action, an activation. In other words, that that hofal. So there is an activation. When one activates somebody else, then you use hifil, hofal. Hovda is hifil. Milamich migaras pigeno vietze. Now let's see the Rashi. Miliksi vinivdo, mashma vihovdo, shafa baal or right odin doesn't make any difference. It means the same thing. Shafa odin misayia bipidieno. How may be kesef nikne? Dilu ikono bidomim, my mikre. So this is a very important Rashi. We mentioned it several times already in the Shia. So all the Rishani are medayik from this Rashi. That Rashi Shite is that Giroyin Kesef is based upon the Kesef Kinyan. Not the Kesef Domim, but the Kesef Kinyan. Because Kesef Kinyan is one thing and Kesef Domim is another thing. Kesef Kinyan means that David Ivri or the Mavrio was acquired by the Odin through Kesef. But suppose the Kesef, the Redivri was acquired by the Odin, or the Mavrio was acquired by the Odin through Shtar. The Eved executed Ishtar. The Eved executed Ishtar to the Odin, and that's how the Odin acquired the Eved, the Redivri. Or that's how the Odin acquired the Omo of Rio, but the Odin gave the Eved, or the Odin gave the father of the Omo of Rio 600 Zuz. That's the Kesef Domi. But it wasn't the Kesef Kinyan, it was only the purchase price. So the question is the Geroyin base upon the Kesef Kinyan, or is based upon the Kesef Domim? So from Rashi, old Rishin say, from Rashi it's mashma, that Giroyin Kesef has to be based upon the Kesef Kinyan. And suppose there was no Kesef Kinyan, he acquired him through Shtar, then there is no Yitzir L'Cheus on the basis of Giroyin Kesef. Ramnatam, so Rishani mentioned the name of Ramnatam. Tesis doesn't mention it, but Rishani mentioned the name of Ramnatam. Ramnatam is Chilik. Ramnatam says, it doesn't make any difference how the Eved was nicknamed by the Lord, whether through Kesef or through Shtar. In other words, as long as there is a Kesef Domim, so then the growing Kesef is based upon the Kesef Domim, not a Kesef Kinyan. But from this Rashi, they all say, this Rashi implies that it's based upon the Kesef Kinyan. Dilu ikono bi domim mai migre. If there is no Kinyan of Dami, so there is no going Kesef. Ramnatam is Chilik. So according to Ramnatam, what's the Pshat in the Gemara? Bishlim, according to Rashi, we understand. Nimkal Yisrael min alon ha-makor v'hovdo melamich megras p'itinu v'yeitzo. So it's a raya that there is such a thing as Kesef Kinyan, because Giroyin Kesef is based upon Kesef Kinyan as a base. If there wouldn't be such a thing as Kesef Kinyan, there wouldn't be such a thing as Giroyin Kesef. But according to Ramnatam, even without Kesef Kinyan, even when the Kinyan is through Shtar, still there is Giroyin Kesef that is based upon the Kesef Domi. So what's the Pshat in the Gemara? So the Pshat in the Gemara, Ramnatam, the Rashbo says in the name of Ramnatam is Ashkichon מנימקה לישראל מנהון המקור ויהובדו מלמד שמגרס בדין וייצר. So we see from ויהובדו that with כסף, גירוין כסף, that's כסף, an עבד is ייצר, and המבריר is ייצר לחירוס. So just as she is כנס עצמו בכסף, so she is nicknames בכסף also. That's how Ramatam explained. Now that this is read, goes one step farther than Ramatam. And this is read says that even if there is no Kesef Domim, there is still Yitzir Lechayus through Geroin Kesef. What it means, no Kesef Domim? Suppose David Ivri gave himself away to the Orden, Bimatone, or the father of the Omavrio granted the daughter as an Omavrio to the Orden, Bitiras Matone. He likes the Orden so much, so he was makne him the daughter for six years. So even in such a case, she could be Yitzis Lechayrus, the Abedivri could be Yitzis Lechayrus through the Rohin Kesef. But on what will it be based? After all, there is no Kesef. There is no purchase price. There is no Kesef. So this is what it says, we just have to determine what is the usual price, Kesef Domi, for an Mavri or an Abedivri for 6 years. If, let's say, the usual price is 600 zoos for 6 years. So that means that it's 100 zoos per year. So, and if she worked, all right, so there are three shittas. Rashi's shita is that Kiroin Kesef is based upon Kesef Kinyan. Rabban Tam Shite, according to most Rishonim, even though it is a Sreed, mentions Rabban Tam in a different way. All right, but most Rishonim mention Rabban Tam Shite that is based upon Kesef Domim, and this is Sreed, he doesn't even require Kesef Domim, even if it was Matonic. But it's based upon the usual price of the Eved for a certain number of years. All right, so there are three shittas. Rashi shita is that Kiroin Kesef is based upon Kesef Kinyan. Rabban Tam shita, according to most Rishonim, even though it is a Sreed, mentions Rabban Tam in a different way. All right, but most Rishonim mention Rabban Tam shita that is based upon Kesef Domim, and this is Sreed, he doesn't even require Kesef Domim, even if it was Matonic. But it's based upon the usual price of the Eved for a certain number of years. Ashkechon Omavriya, Havdo is mentioned in the Parsha of Omavriya, Hoyu Mikache Bikesev, Miknia Bikesev. Eved Ivri Minolon, how do we know? Then Eved Divri is also nikne bikesev. Omakro ki mochel ho ki cho ivri o ivri o vavot cho sheshonim makish ivri li ivri o. So there is a hekesh between Eved Divri and Om Ivri o. Just as an Om Ivri o is nikne bikesev. So Eved Divri is also nikne bikesev. Ashkashi. Ashka mavin mikni kesa, the nation of the show be kesa, can be kesa. Mohu obezden, beginning for say. Rima hal de achere mashma, va dinesin shinik mikez ve chazoke, hoyo yeh bitzat kal shenim kabal kochei. Ashkechom mochu bez noivnim kabal kochei. So, there is a tzatkal, but mecharatzmei, how do we know that mecharatzmei is also niknebikesed? So Gemara says, yalif sochir sochir. Now that has to do with the setter of yesterday. Never mecharatzmei yomochochir chovinim ka, ki sochir v'teishiv yimoch. Vinem abimochu bezden in parshrei, ki mishnis rasochir, bi parshis ki mocher ksiv. In parshrei. So there's a gzereshove, just as mochu bezden is nikne bikesev, because the posik, dekesh ki mocher lochochi choivri mocher loch, means al de acher, that's my best. So mechratzme is also niknemikes, because of the gzereshove. So the Gemara says, he nichal imandi yalif socher socher, el mandelo yalif socher socher, mayikel imeimal. Mayikel imeimal. Now the Ritva points out, the whole chakra of Italian Gemara goes, into many yonim, the old deal with Eredivri, but many in yonim in Eredivri, whether there is a tane that says, lo yalif socher socher. And then the Gemara is there, that maybe this tane is also yalif socher socher, but he has a special dosakosum, whole shakl vitalia the sugi here. So, what does it mean in the end? The Gemara is deiche. In the end, whatever Tane the Gemara mentions, that he is a Tane who holds lo yalif socher socher, the Gemara is matre, maybe he's also yalif socher socher, but he has a special yalfusi. So the Ritva says, that doesn't mean that according to Maskona of the Gemara, there is no Tane who holds loyal finon sochasach. There is a tane in Bunziedav Kufyudalev Kufyudbeis in connection with Biemitit Nishore. Biemitit Nishore. So there are certain pealim in respect to whom there is a love of Lysolim Pula Socher Ad Beika. Let's say, Lisa, and there are certain pules where the love of the solim pulasocher doesn't apply. Let's say schakelim. So then we don't apply. So then there's a machlekes tanoi. One tane says that the just as the love of the solim pulasocher doesn't apply to schakelim. So the SLB imit in Schore doesn't apply either. And one Tana says, why? Because Yalfinu Socher Socher. Because the Torah mentions Socher in connection with the love of the Solim Pula Socher. And the Torah mentions Socher in connection with the SLB imit in Schore. So if someone is Nismait, if a Pula is Nismait from the love of the Solim Pula Socher, it's Nismait also from the essay of the Yemitit Nishore. That's what one Tana says. And another Tana says that one has nothing to do with the other, even though we have a mute. Ligabil, the love of Son Plasoch here, but that does not imply that there is Nismait of the essay. So that Tana who says that by Schir Skelim, there is no love of Lisolim Plasochia, but there is an essay of Vimit in Schore, the Gemara says, he holds Loyalim Sochasach. So why does the Gemara have to go into Ishach Levitarye, into many inyonim of Evedivri, where they hold, these Tanoim hold, Yalfin and Socher Socher, not Yalfin and Socher Socher, Tanikamer, Rebrezer, Amin, Rebbe, Amin, all, the Gemara could mention the Gemara, the Machlekes between Rabbi Yisit and Rabbi Yudah and other Tanoim in regard to being in Tinsore. So the Ritva says, Einachanam, the Gemara knew that. But the Gemara tried to find the Tane who, in connection with the Vedivri, says, Beferesh, that lo yalfin and socha socha. So the Gemara was matchadet. In other words, the Gemara was matchadet. In other words, it does not necessarily mean that there is a Tane who says explicitly that lo yalfin and socha socha in connection with the Vedivri. But alibi emes, so the Tane who says lo yalif socher socher in connection with Bihemit in Schore will say the same thing in connection with Redivri. This is what the Ritva says. I mean, because like this, one could get the impression that since the Gemara is matre all these Tanoim, that there is no such mandama. So the Ritva says, no, there is a mandama. Hinichelman di alif socher socher, elman di lo yalif socher socher, maikeli meimam. The lest li agzer shavul, kam forish mainil. Omako v'chi sasik meisif al inyan rishi v'yilameid elye mitacht. First, in yesterday's Sefer, so the Torah discusses the din of Mecher Atzmi Lako. Then no, first the Torah discusses Mecher Atzmei L'Yisrael. Then the Torah proceeds to discuss Mecher Atzmei L'Ako. So Elyein is Mecher Atzmei L'Yisrael, Nimka L'Yisrael. Tachtei is Mecher Atzmei L'Ako. So the Torah says, V'chisasik. V'chisasik. Can I have the Chumash? Oh, here is the Chumash. Oh, yeah, thank you. Oh, yeah, yeah. First, in Bihar, Chofei, Posik Lamethes, the Torah starts discussing Nimkal Yisrael. V'chiyomuch ochicho imoch v'nimkaloch. Loisavit be'avid asovet, kisocher kiseishof yeimoch, achnatayei ve'il yavid imoch. V'yotzen imoch uvonofim imishol, nishpacht v'achud, ha'veitzer yoshuai. Then in Posik Mem Zayin, the Torah starts discussing Nimkalak, Vechisasi Kiyad Geir Veseishof Imoch, Umoch Ochicho Imei, Vinimkal Ligirteishof Imoch, Oileika Mishpachas Geir. Achinimka Gulot Yelei, Echad me'echav yigalem. All right. So, there is a vov achibo, v'chis asik yad. So, this vov achibo connects, links, nimka, the status of nimka le'akum, with the status of nimka le'Yisrael. So the alien is nimka le'Yisrael, the tachtein is nimka le'akum. Meisiv alinyan rishen, it connects the tvov achibo, v'ilameid alien mitacht. Because tvov achibo does not only imply that the tachtein can be deduced, can be nilmet from the alien, but the reverse too. I mean, that the alien can be nilmet from the tachte. Now, since the tachte nimke lakum we know is nimk is nikne pikesev, so nimkesev in ktosei, so nimke Yisrael is also nikne pikesev. וחיססיג מלחת מלחומס מול פרשס מלחת מול ישראל וילמד נמכל ישראל נמכל ויחובים בקשר ונמכל ויחובים כסינקל מכנוסי ומן תנה דו יאלף סוחר סוחר because the Gemara said it first הניחל מן למה יאלף סוחר סוחר אלא מן לא יאלף סוחר סוחר So, thus implying there is such a Tane, who is the Tane? So, it's not that Gemore is Nitre from that completely. Of course, the Pashas Aloshan, Aleman de Loyale, implies there is such a Tane. Who is the Tane? It's Rabbi Yisrael Rabbi Yude, in Bumtzid Afkuf Yudalev. But Gemore tried to find a Tane who applies explicitly the same Shite. In connection with the Vedivon. So that the Gemara is Matre. But that doesn't mean that it's Nitre Ligamre. There is such a Tane. Uman Tane Yalif Soch Soch Rai Tane Uum. Tanya Amicharatz Minim Kalishesh V'yesal Sheish Mochu Bezne Nim Kalishesh V'yesal Sheish Rashi says Im Hisno Limoche Les Hashonim Thus implying that Stam Rashi Shiti suppose he doesn't spell out any number of years So Stam is 6 years. The Ritva is Chelik. Meirateisa, should we say that Stam is 6 years? So, I mean, by Mechu Bezden, so it's only for 6 years. So, there's no question. But by Mechar Atzmei, he can sell himself for as long a period as he wants. Some Mele. We have to determine from the conversation. Suppose they didn't spell out. So we have to look for evidence. But Meyachateisa, we should say, Stomei is 6 years. So the Ritva is held. But Rashi Shiti is that only if it is spelled out otherwise. But in Aslam, no number of years is spelled out, so it's 6 years. So Machloek is between Rashi and the Ritva. Im Hisnul Machlas Hashonim. So Amichatz in Kosh Yisrael says, Mochu Bezden Nim Karel Elisheish. Mochu Bezden Rashi Dechsid Avot Choshe Yishonim. Avol Ben Charatz Mim Liksif Sheish. Dechsik Nevedi Vemiel Achir Ima Ashma. O Ritzi Eb Mochu Bezden Ksive. Vechin Hanok Ediga Bimoche Eloch Ksive. המכרץ מאין נרצה, מוכו בז נרצה, מכרץ ממניקים לי, מוכו בז מניקים לי. המכרץ מרב משל קנייניס, מוכו בז רבי מייסל ישיפו קנייניס. Now look at the Rashi, it's a very important Rashi. Rabbi Meisel Shekhtani Shiel if God is Menno, but Micha Atzmei Ein Rabbi Meisel Shekhtani is. Vasurole, it's a very important Rashi, the Ritva is Chilik on this Rashi. And he says, all that Tanakame says is, Micha Atzmei Rabbi Meisel Shekhtani is. Unlike Mechoru Bezd, where the Odin has his chus to give a Shekhtani's to the Eved, whether the Eved deeply likes it or not, so he still, the Odin can, Shaloi Midaiti, can give him a Shifaknainis to marry. So by Mechir Atzmei, the Odin doesn't have that schus. But if the Eved himself wants to marry a Shifaknainis, then Tanakami is made that Mechir Atzmei, is muta. Why? What's the raya of the ritual? Meichet is after all. And if a divri is a Jew like any other Jew. I mean, any difference in the Kedushas Yisrael of a non-eved and the Kedushas Yisrael and a divri is the same Kedushas Yisrael. Not one iota difference. So. But by Mechur Bezdin there is Aloche Rabbi Meisel Shekhtani's. But by Mechir Atzmei, that Aloche does not apply, so he should be also, like any other Jew. So the Ritva says, after all, an Odin has not only a Kinyan Momen in an Eved Ivri, he has a Kinyan Nisa also. V'horaye, that the Gemara says that Yud Zayin, that if the Odin that Eved Ivri Gufikon, Eved Ivri Gufikon, he cannot tell him, Be'apetrei, Zil, get out, I don't want you as an Eved. He has to give him Mishtar. But just orally to terminate the status of Eved Ivri, he cannot do it because Eved Ivri Gufikon. So, Gufikone doesn't mean just the king and mummy Gufikone, because as far as king and mummy is concerned, it doesn't require shtar. Hamafkir avdei, so the king and mummy is poka. Shmuel says, Hamafkir avdei, since the king and mummy is poka, so the king and nisar is also poka in Sorge Chechu. And the other chachomim achilik and Shmuel, because the hefkir can only be mafkia the king and mummy, but not the king and nisa. We don't say if the king and mummy is poka, the king and nisa is also poka. But as far as the king and mummy is concerned, so the other chachomim agree with Shmuel that he doesn't need a shtar to be mafkia the king and mummy. But the bura baume can be mafkia. He can be mafkia. So why does the Gemara say that he cannot terminate the status of Avdus by mere fayet, by saying Bapetrei? Why not? King and mummy can be poka. So when the Gemara says, Zei sineres gufikon, and in order to be mafkia, the king, and so he has to execute the shtar, the ordinance execute the shtar, so that indicates that by Eved Ivri, just as by Eved Naini, there are two kinyonim, the Odin has a king and mummy and a king and nisa, so in Eved Ivri, the Odin also has two kinyonim, a king and mummy and a king and nisa. A king and nisa cannot be poka by mere fayet, by the bura baume. So it requires ishtar. What is, how does the king and nisa manifest itself? How does the king and nisa manifest? By Eved Naini, so the king and nisa manifests itself in many things, but by Eved Ivri, how does the king Nisa manifest itself? The fact that he has to render his service to the Odin, that's king Mommy, that's not king Nisa. So the king Nisa of an Eved Ivri manifests itself in one thing, in being muter, in marrying Yeshivat Lines. And since the Gemara says that even Meicher Atzmei, so it's Gufikonu, and Gufikonu means Kienisa, so that, and Kienisa necessarily means Heta Bishilach Nainis, so that means that even according to Tanekamer from Blazer, who says, Mich Ratzmin Rabbi Meiser Shefnainis, he cannot be Meiser Shefnainis. If the Eved doesn't want, so then the Odin cannot force him. But he himself is allowed to marry Shefnainis. That's an essential part of the Kiyanisa. Alright. Amich Ratzmin Kutsi Yisrael Sheif Mokho Bez Nimkel Sheish Amich Ratzmin Nitsa Nirsa Mokho Bez Nirsa Amich Ratzmin Manikelei Mokho Bez Manikelei Amich Ratzmin Rabbi Meisel Knainis Mokho Bez Rabbi Meisel Shifo Knainis Rabbi Lezer Imer Zevizeini Nimkel Sheish Zevize Nirsa Vizevize Manikelei Vizevize Rabbi Meisel Knainis My love Bhokam Ifri Tanikame Loyal If Socher Socher. So even though the Torah mentions Sheish by Mochu Bezdin, but that does not mean that it applies to Mechatzmei. Even though the Torah mentions Ritzie by Mochu Bezdin, so it does not mean it applies to Mechatzmei. Even though the Torah mentions Echiv of Anoke by Mochu Bezdin, that doesn't mean there's a chiyuv anoke by mechir atzmei. V'Rabbi Elazar Yalif socher socher. Anyway, so that's a machlokes between Rashi and the Ritva. According to Tanikame, and most Rishonim paskel like Tanikame, even though there are some Rishonim paskel like Rabbi Elazar, because of the sugya of Rabbi Nosson, but most Rishonim Paskin like Tanikame. So Michar Atzmei ain't Rabbi Meisel Knainis. So Rashi Shita is, he's not even allowed to take a Meisel Knainis. And the Ritva Shita is in Rabbi Meisel. The Odin doesn't have a source, and the Eved doesn't want, so then he cannot be Meisel Knainis. But if the Eved wants to marry Meisel Knainis, the Ritva says, the Tanakami is made that he's mutable Shivaknainis, because that's an essential part of the Kenyanisa that the Odin has in the Everywhere. Loyalif Sokasa, Hilkad Loiksivbei. So the Gemara is Matchalet. You don't have to say that the Tanakami holds Loyalif Sokasa. Maybe Tanikame also agrees that Yalif Socha Socha, but he has a special office. Or here the Gemara starts a whole Shakla Vitari. Omar Rav Tav Yom Mishmeid Abaye Di Kula Alma Yalif Socha Socha V'yoche Bai Kokom Miflege. My time is Tanikame, the Oma Micherats, meaning Kalishi Yeshal says, Miet Rachmone, Gabi Mochu Bezn, Vavot Ho Sheishonim. So Zevili Micherats, me, special Gersakosu, Vidoch, there's Tanikame, and Rabrazer. How can he say that Micherats, me, is also Sheish, but doesn't the Torah say Vavot Chosheishonim, which implies Zevili Mechatzmei? So Rabbi Elazar darshens different, not Zevili Mechatzmei, but Vavot Cho Loch Filoyerish. What it means Filoyerish? That means mean not a son. Son, yes, special aloha, that he is even the son, but not a Yoshi, the father, let's say, or the brother, or the cousins, whatever Yoshi, other Yoshi, not only son. Vidoch, how can Tanikame learn out from Vavotcho Zeviloi Mechiratzmei, but the Vavotcho is needed to advise us that Loyerish, Lechov Loyerish. So the Vidoch Vavotcho Achinexiv, twice is mentioned in Avodcho. So from one Avodcho we learn out L'Yerish, only Ben. And from the other Avodcho we learn out, according to Nekame, Kenekame, Ze V'loi Mechrat. V'idoch, but there is another Avodcho. The other Avodcho is mentioned in Rei. One Avodcho is Mishpot, Avodcho Shishonim. And the other Avodcho is mentioned in Rei. לא יקשה ואינךו בשלניחךו איסי חופשי מימוך. כי משנס חסוכר, אבות חושי שונים, וברחו על שם לקח ואוכל השתעשי. לא תעשי. סודימור איזה סיניקה שהבידוך רבלזה. How can רבלזה? מי יתרח מונה גם מוכרו בזן ועבוד חושי שונים זבלוי מחר עצמי אתה זאת נקה מביא דורך בלזר ביא דורך בלזר How can he say that מחר עצמי is only שיש but the Torah doesn't the Torah say ועבוד חו זבלוי מחר עצמי so he says no The Vavotcho Mishpotim implies something else. Vavotcho Loch Vilierish. Vidoch and Tanikame. But it's needed Vavotcho of Mishpotim to advise us Lilierish. Vavotcho Chinexiv. So Lilierish, we have the Vavotcho in Rei. Vidoch and Rablezer. After all, how can we say that Avotcho Mishpotim is needed to advise us Avotcho Lilierish, but that we know from the Avotcho in Rei? So Rabbi Elazar says, Ahula Tzorasodnu Dose, the Avotcho in Rei is not advising us that the Avotcho Lilierish, the Avotcho tells us that he shouldn't feel bad when the Evadivri goes out of here. It's an extra love. La'atzoas, odnu dosi. In other words, as the Torah says, lo yikshe v'inecho b'shalichacho oisei chofshi mimoch k'mishnes chasocher avotcho sheishonim uverachcho ha'deshem lekeha v'ochela shata'ase because you don't have to feel bad because the Eved Ivri is not your chattel, is not your property. He's just a payal. A payal, so, works for a maximum of 3 years, and he works for 6 years. So it's double the time of service of a payal. But in final analysis, he's a payal, so why should you feel bad? You don't own him, you have no title in him. Rashi. Lil Yershim, Dini Vilis Abbas, Vilis Och. Imeinli Ben, Avilis Abben Likam, Avdo Votrachin, Exil, Mishrasa Ravot, Lazo Son Lazla Noki, Shalu Yikshe Bein of Kin Forest Ko. All right. My time is only coming to our mom. Mechratz min yotzam. B'limid rachman yochu bez nurot adin vesozne imatzei haozne shaloi vozne shal mechratz mei. Ah. Vidor, And Rav Lezer, how can he say that Michra Atzmi is Nirza, isn't there Ezeres HaKosuf? Es Oznoi, which tends to imply Oznei Shaloi Vili Oznei Shal Michra Atzmi. So the Gemara says, Rav Lezer holds that the Oznei is used for Ezeres Shove. In Anuragi Shove, because the question arises, which ear, the right ear or the left ear? So that's the Oznei is used for Ezeres Shove. So we cannot learn out Oznei Shalei Viloi Oznei Shal Michra Atzmi, because in order to be used for Ezeres Shove, it has to be Mufne. It means superfluous. Vido Chayu Ezeres Shove Udose. The Tanya Rav Lezer Im Amin Ayn Lirtziye Shivizim Yimonis Nema Kanezen Nema Aleizen Mal Alimin by Mitzere. So Afkan Yimin. Vidoch and Tanekame, how can the Tanekame learn out from Oznei? Oznei Shalei Vili Oznei Shemecher Atzmei, but that Oznei is needed for the Xereshove of Yimin. Vidoch, Tanekame, Hahumi Boyale, Imkinli Mikho Eisen, my Oznei. It's still both things, because the Torah didn't have. The Torah could have said, Oizen, Virotza Adinefes Eizen Bimatzea. Why Oznei? Oznei? So then we would have Eizer Shove, Imufni Shove. The Vov of Oznei, that is completely superfluous. Even after the application of the Zer Shove, it's superfluous. So from the Vov we learn out Oznei Shaloi Viloi Oznei Shal Mechra Atzmi Vidoch. So the question is, how can Rav Lezer say that even Mechra Atzmi is Nirza? Doesn't the Torah imply by Oznei Loi Shal Mechra Atzmi Vidoch Hahu Mi Boyalei Oznei Veli Ozno? That no more Vrio is not Nirtzas. Vidoch and Tanikame, how can he learn out from Oznei, from the Vov? Oznei Shalei Oznei Shal Mechra Atzmi, but we need the Vov to advise us that no more Vrio is not Nirtzas. Nafkelo Mim Yomar Yimel Evet Ho Evet Lo Yomo. So this halacha to Mo'avir is not Netzas, we know from another pasuk. So the question is against Rav Lezer, V'idoch. So we already know from Om Yimer Eved, Eved L'Yomo. So we don't need the Vov of Oznei to tell us that. So how does Rav Lezer say, so that we need the Vov of Oznei to tell us? To tell us that Oznei Velo Yosno. So he says, Mi Boyali Achiina Kishihu Evet. In other words, he couldn't learn out Achiina Evet Velo Yomo, because the Imoma Yima Evet, we need to advise us that when is there a din of Ritzie, only if the Evet refuses to go out free while he's still an Eved. In other words, before the 6 years expire. But suppose, let's say the 6 years will expire, let's say in another week. Let's say if the 6 years will expire in another week, and before they expire, he says, Le'itzel ha'chofshi, after Sardinius, Ishtiris, Bona Le'itzel ha'chofshi. So then, he's not Yeitzi Lecheus. But suppose the 6 years already expired, and then he comes to Bezdin and says, Leitzi Lachofshi, so then he's not Nirza. So he's not Nirza. So, actually, Vidoch, and the Tanikame, mi eved hoeved nafkale. Im omayima hoeved. Why did the Torah say hoeved? The Torah could say eved. Vidoch eved. I mean, Rav Lezer, eved, eved, loidosh. All right. Now the Rashi. Ozne miutu likho yisrael yidrosh ad aksiv nesata beozne. Vinemal alun leizem tziro ni shikola pashal yidrosh anem laatmo bimtziro shevuch polo vokh amun menoches. Hahu meize nafko. Umite nafko lo mit aksiv ozne from the vov. Die Maschmol in Schozev, die Schalach in Lios und Schalmavri und Erzaz, wo die Chsiva la Mosfa, sie kein Ano kekoe, ke Likamon, Gishevet, mi Mevet, Nafkish, mi Yom Rav, Tadin Leitze Chofshi, Atchi Yichlo Shei Shonov, Eine Nirza, Evet Ho Evet, Evet Atchi Yima Kish Evet, Ho Evet, Nafkwe Mehe Yisair Elimut Homo, En Loi Dorish Dukha Nikoli Ashtuyoch. Now, my time is only coming to my heart, my nickel lane. Me at Rachmone Gamoru Besen, Hanik Tanik Lay, Loy Viloy Micherats me, Vidor. So how does Rav Lezer say there is an oke by Mechratzmi? Torah says loy, which tends to imply loy will Mechratzmi. Hahu mi boyalei loy will loy yashov. You see, that's why these Gemaras are so important, you know. One shouldn't think the Gemara only mentions the droshes. But no, it's not just the droshes. Agavuch, the Gemara mentions kamo v'kamo aloches in the course of the Shekel Vitae. Ha'umi boilei, so Rav Lezer says, we cannot learn out from Tanik Loi. Mechratzmi, there is no anoke, because the Loi of Hanik Tanik Loi implies something else. The Loi v'loi l'yeyoshov. In other words, if, let's say, the Odin did not have an opportunity to give the Anoke to the Eved, and then the Eved died, and the Ezeas Yoshim, so then the Odin doesn't have to pay the Anoke to the Yoshim of the Eved. So Mele, we need the delay to advise us that there is no Yerusha Ananoki. So we cannot learn out that Mecharatzme is not entitled to Anoki. Yeshava my loy. Socha koi rachmoni. Ma socha pulosi li Yeshov. Af hai pulosi li Yeshov. That's the girls in the Gemara. We'll soon see the core changes the girls in the Gemara. Elo, loy v'loy balcheva. The reason is why Rav Lezer does not learn out from loy that Mecharatzme is not entitled to anoke, because the loy is needed to advise us that the Odin cannot give the anoke to the balcheva, the creditor of the eret. In other words, suppose the anoke turns out to be, let's say, $500. There's the amount. And the Eved borrowed some time ago $500 from Shimon. So there is a din de Rav Nosson, Shibuli de Rav Nosson. What's the aloha of Shibuli de Rav Nosson? Shibuli Rav Nosson implies v'nosan l'asher oshem lei, that if, let's say, Levi borrowed from Shimon, Levi owes $1,000 from Shimon, Shimon is the creditor, the Malve. And then Shimon, the Malve, is also Levi. So he borrowed from Reuven $1,000. Now there are two tvias. Levi borrowed from Shimon. So Shimon claims $1,000 from Levi. And Reuven claims $1,000 from Shimon. So the loch is, Rabbi Nosson says, V'nosson l'asharoshem lei. So in other words, Bezdin doesn't have to work so hard. In other words, first Bezdin will collect it from the Nechosim of Levi, $1,000, and give it to Shimon. And then, once Shimon already has that, so they will be yearly sech Nechosov of Shimon, and they'll collect $1,000 from Shimon and give it to Reuven. No, they can make it simpler. Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuven. So Bezdin will be able to Nechosov will collect from Levi and give it directly to Reuven. That's Rav Nosson's halach. That if Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuven, so then Bezdin collects directly from Levi and gives it to Reuven. So that's the aloche. So Rav Lezer says, in view of the fact there is the aloche of Shibulit Rav Nosson, so here the Torah tells us, Hanik Tanik Lei, Loi V'loi V'balcheve, that the Odin has to give, let's say, the $500, Hanoke, he has to give it to David Ivri. And suppose there is Reuven comes to Bezdin and says, David Ivri owes me, borrowed from me $500, so Bezdin cannot collect from the Odin the $500 and give it to Reuven. In other words, this halacha of Shibulit Rav Nosson doesn't apply to Hanoke. Hanoke is not subject to the law of Shibulit Rav Nosson. That's what Hanik Tanik Lei implies. So mele, we cannot learn out Loi V'lo Mechirat. Eloi V'bal Chede, Midisfir Lon Be'alme, Rav Lezer. Rav Nosson, the Tanya Rav Nosson, and if Chavir Mono Chavir Chavir Mnai Shmitzim Zem Nisna Zitam Nisna Zitam Nisna Zitam Nisna Zitam Nisna Zitam Nisna Zitam. We cannot learn out the aloha of Loi V'loi L'mecher Atzmei V'idoch. So how can Tanakami learn out Loi V'loi L'mecher Atzmei? It's needed to advise us that Hanoke is not subject to the law of Shibulit Rav Nosson. V'idoch, Be'alme Namele Sfelik Rav Nosson. So Be'alme is not Sfelik Rav Nosson either. Be'alme. In general, Tanakami rejects Rav Nosson's din altogether. So Mele, we don't need, especially Zel Sarkosov, that Hanoke is not subject to Shibulit Rav Nosson. No Chayv is subject to Shibulit Rav Nosson. So from this Gemara it appears that Tanakame does not agree with Rav Nosson's din. Some Mele, there are so many Gemaras from which it appears that we pass like Rav Nosson. More in Psochim, I mean, there are several Gemaras. So then it should follow that we have to pass like Rav Lezer. But how can we pass like Blazar, Blazar Shamutiu? So Tesis discusses that. Now let's see the Rashi. V'lo Yershov, im lo his piklan niki achemei, Pulosi is hapulose. ולא יבל חייבי, אינהוד או מחויב להגריס הנוקי, ליבל חייבי, ומשום לספירלון בעל מקרב נוסן, דמעניש וחברי מונה וחברי בחברי, מיצי מזה ונעיסנו לזה, יצטריך לימותי הנוקי מהי דינה. One thing is clear in Rashi's Loshen, that this halacha of loy loybal chayvei only implies that bezden cannot be yered l'sich nechosof of the oden, I mean, and give it to the bal chayv of the eved. But suppose the oden already paid his anoki to the eved, then, and the Baal Chayv wants to collect from it. So the Baal Chayv can come and collect from it. From the Loshna Rambam it's Mashma, as Meforshim point out, that by Anoke there is Aloche, not only that Bezdin cannot collect from the Odin and give it to the Baal Chayv of the Eved Ivri. Even after the Eved got paid the Hanoke, so Bezdin cannot collect from the Hanoke that is already in the possession of the Eved and give it to Balchit. To give it to Balchit. In other words, Hanoke is immune against collection by the from the Oden, he's an okay, then the Baal Chayv can come and take away the 500 Zuz. Bezdin will do it for him. You see, that's Rashishit. I mean, that's Poshet. Because here the Gemara discusses whether the general din of Shibuli Rav Nosson applies or doesn't apply. But the general din of Shibuli Rav Nosson means that if Levi owes Shimon and Shimon owes Reuven, so then Reuven can collect from Levi. So this is how.